Hello,
I'm Diane Taylor,
and welcome to another episode of the Shetland Resolve Calmcast, your pocket of calm in a world that sometimes feels far too noisy. I'm delighted that you're here, whether you're listening with a cup of tea, whether you're out walking your dog, or maybe even sitting in the loo at a party. If it's the latter, then don't worry. You're in very good company today, because we're going to be speaking about social anxiety. Now, social anxiety is one of those things that can feel so personal and so isolating. And yet, it's actually one of the most common experiences folk have. That little spike of dread when someone says, "So, tell me about yourself." Or the way your brain suddenly decides it's forgotten how to do words when you're introduced to somebody new. And then there's the dreaded small talk. Oh yes, the dance of polite phrases. I like to think of small talk as the human equivalent of what other species do to say hello. You ken how dogs sniff each other's bums. Well, that's basically small talk. Now, we didn't necessarily love it, but it's part of our ritual. Instead of sniffing, thank goodness, we say things like, "Oh, isn't the weather been really poor recently?" Or, "Oh, that cake looks fine." It's really a way of saying, "I come in peace, I'm no here to steal your biscuits." So, if you've ever found yourself awkwardly nodding about how much rainfall there's been in the last week, you're no weird. You're just engaging in the ancient bum sniff of human interaction. And I ken for mysel, there has been times when I'm maybe in the local shop and I'm having a conversation with somebody and it's about the weather, and I've had the same conversation with somebody else 5 minutes before that. And you can kind of get that kind of cringy feeling, like, what's the point in this conversation that doesn't really have any depth to it? But it is a vital part of human interaction. So let's pause a moment and think about what social anxiety really is. And it's good to get clear for a moment. Social anxiety isn't just shyness. Shyness would be mere just preferring to maybe be in a quiet corner. Social anxiety, on the other hand, is when your whole body reacts to social interaction as if it was a genuine threat. If you look, you could imagine that your brain is a smoke alarm. Of course, it's supposed to go off when there's a fire. But in the case of social anxiety, the alarm seems to go off when somebody is just simply asking you what you do for a living. And there's no flames, it's just conversation. But for some reason your body reacts like, this is it, we're doomed. And you might be somebody that finds that your heart rate speeds up, your palms might sweat, and you might just sometimes feel like your brain empties and you're left blinking like a startled rabbit in the headlights. And of course, you're not alone. It's a really common thing for humans to experience. And to be honest, we're quite hardwired, going back to primitive times, that we need to always be socially acceptable. Because back in tribal times, when we were surviving in the jungle, we needed to have our tribe around us. And if we were to say or do something that was unacceptable to the tribe,
then there's a real danger we'd be ousted and left to fend for ourselves in the jungle. The chances were it would be the end. So that hard wiring is still in there, and that's why we can experience this level of anxiety in what should just be seemingly simple social interactions. And another thing that I think is important to remember is that introversion doesn't mean that you cannot be socially confident, and it certainly doesn't mean that you cannot be yourself. This is something that people often forget. Introversion and social confidence are not opposites. Introversion, or being more towards the introvert end of that spectrum, simply means that you get your energy for quiet reflection rather than being in crowds. And you might love deep conversations, but then feel drained after a big gathering. That doesn't mean that if you are more introverted that you cannot still be witty, warm and engaging when you want to be. It just means that you might benefit for a lie down afterwards. Think of introverts as cats. We love comfort, solitude, and choosing carefully while we grace with our presence. But when we're in the mood, we can be charming, affectionate, and even a bit mischievous. And yes, sometimes we disappear under the bed for 3 hours. That's just how we roll. So let's get practical now. What I'm going to share with you now is 5 strategies that can really help ease social anxiety and make room for your true self to come through. So my first tip is to prepare what you could call your pocket questions. One of the scariest parts of social interaction is worrying about that awkward silences. You can, when the conversation dries up and you both just stand there smiling like shop dummies. The trick? Prepare a few pocket questions. And this is open-ended, friendly things that you can ask just to keep conversation flowing. For example, what's been keeping you busy lately? Have you discovered any new hobbies or TV shows that you've been watching recently? Or how is it that you kind of host if you're at a party? It doesn't have to be groundbreaking. You're not interviewing the other person for a job. You're simply giving people a chance to talk about themselves, which, by the way, most people secretly love to do. Tip 2 is reframing the spotlight. Here's a sneaky thing that social anxiety does. It convinces us that everybody is watching, judging, analysing our every move. But here's the truth. Most people are too busy worrying about themselves to notice what you're doing. It's a bit like being on a dance floor. You think everybody's staring at your awkward shuffle, but really, they're all busy thinking, oh, do I look silly? So instead of worrying, what do they think of me? Flip it into curiosity. What can I learn about them? When you do that, you'll feel lighter, more engaged, and less like you're under a spotlight. And this is certainly something that comes from my own experience. When I look back, I can remember plenty of times when I would maybe walk into a room and I'd be looking around and my thoughts were on what are they all thinking about me? And the difference now, and I'm no suggesting that I never experience any social anxiety, I think it's perfectly normal for most human beings to experience it sometimes, and sometimes it's just to do with how you're feeling within yourself, that you might be more prone to be feeling a bit more anxious about how you're coming across. So it's no a set thing, and you can feel differently at different times. But what I do notice now is I'm much more likely to go into that room and start looking around and be thinking about what I think about the other people rather than what they're thinking about me. So I do go in with curiosity. Hopefully I don't go in with too much judgment, but I'm a human being, so that doesn't mean that I don't judge. It's just something that humans do. But I do mostly go in with curiosity and wonder about different people, and you know, whether I'll have some interaction with them, what's maybe going on in their lives. So really flipping that round to going into a room and being curious about the other people that are there rather than feeling like it's all about what people are thinking about you can make a huge difference. The third tip is the play the awkward is normal game. We've all had that cringe-worthy moment, maybe waving to somebody who then isn't waving back, or mishearing what somebody said and then laughing too lewdly at the wrong time. And the secret is just to inwardly treat it like a comedy sketch, no like a catastrophe, because absolutely everybody makes social blunders. After all, it's paired to the bum sniff ritual. And here's the thing. When you acknowledge awkwardness with humour, oops, classic me, you actually come across as being far more human and more relatable. To be honest, nobody likes somebody that's perfect. And nobody likes somebody that's like a robot. It's okay to be completely human and just to own it when maybe something, when you maybe do say something that you are making a blunder. And folk can usually very much relate to you just being human. Tip four is to use your body to calm your brain. And this is a really good one. A lot of people don't maybe fully comprehend the extent of the body-mind connection and how your posture actually affects your emotions and your mood. It is literally like our brains and our bodies are best friends. They speak to each other constantly. And if your body is tense, then your brain assumes that there's danger. But if your body relaxes, then your brain starts to believe, oh, we're safe. So before stepping into a social situation, do a quick reset. So plant your feet firmly, breathe slowly and deeply into your belly, roll your shoulders back, maybe even stretch a bit, because all of that tells your nervous system, we've got this, Everything is okay. It's like telling your inner smoke alarm. False alarm. It's just burnt toast, not a fire. And tip five is to give yourself permission to leave. Here's a radical one. Just remind yourself that you're no trapped in this social situation. You dunna have to stay at an event until the bitter end. You have the choice to leave whenever you like. Oddly enough, just remembering that you can leave usually makes you stay for longer because the pressure's gone. You're choosing to be there, not forcing yourself. It's the difference between being locked in a room and holding the key yourself. Same room, completely different feeling. Now, these tips can really make a difference. They can give you tools to manage situations in the moment. And you might well be saying, well, that's all very well, but I feel that this social anxiety with me runs a bit deeper. And that can be the case. It can be rooted in subconscious patterns, old memories, outdated beliefs about ourselves that were handed to us by others, particularly when we were young, like programs running in the background. And that patterns can make it feel impossible to think your way out, oh, social anxiety. And that's where hypnotherapy comes in. Now, often when I mention hypnotherapy, it's one of the things I use in my practice. I can see a flicker of alarm in people's eyes because they're maybe thinking of the cliches of swinging pocket watches and being made to cluck like a chicken. But hypnotherapy, when it's used ethically and professionally, is simply a gentle, focused state of relaxation where your own mind becomes open to new ideas and possibilities and is able to do its very best problem-solving work for you in a way that's absolutely right for you as the unique person that you are. I sometimes describe it as being a bit like updating your brain's operating system. The old version panics in social settings, whereas the new version says, I am safe, I can handle this, I can be my authentic self. And that's why I recently created a hypnotherapy audio session for social anxiety. You can listen at home, in your own space, whenever you like. And it helps you to gently retrain your subconscious so that instead of bracing for disaster, you start to feel calmer, more grounded, and more authentically yourself in company. And many people find this works faster than just willpower or tips alone, because it changes the feeling that's at the root of the anxiety, not just the thoughts on the surface. So that might be something that's worth exploring. And just to tie everything together here now, social anxiety is very, very common. It's entirely human, and it most certainly does not define you. You can be both introverted and socially confident. It's no about trying to be somebody that you're not. It's about feeling comfortable to be who you authentically are when there's other people around you. You can laugh at the awkwardness of social situations because everybody experiences that awkwardness at some time or another. Basically, everybody else is socially awkward too, just some maybe a bit more than others. And with the right tools, whether it's the pocket questions, the body reset, or even the hypnotherapy, you can step into social spaces as your true self. So the next time you maybe feel like hiding in the loo at a party, just remember, small talk is the human bum sniff, and nobody's doing it perfectly. If you'd like to go deeper and retrain your mind for calm confidence, my hypnotherapy audio for social anxiety is available in the Shetland Resolve library. Pop over and give it a look if it's the shift that you've been waiting for. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Calmcast. Until next time, breathe, smile at the awkward bits, and know that you are far braver than your social anxiety makes you feel.